This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Hamas is accepting a ceasefire proposal laid out by Egyptian and Qatari negotiators. Israel says its officials are reviewing the plan, as is the United States. The announcement was made hours after the Israeli military signaled an imminent offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah when it told tens of thousands of Palestinians in East Rafah to evacuate. Moments ago, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby reiterated President Biden opposes a ground operation in Rafah and said as much in a call with the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, today.
We've been consistent, and the president was consistent again this morning, that we don't support ground operations in Rafah that would put the majority or even any of the civilians there at any greater risk. We want to see their safety and security allowed for and factored in.
Kirby says Biden also spoke about the situation in Gaza with the King of Jordan over lunch at the White House. A more detailed readout of that meeting is yet to come. NPR's Aya Batraoui has more details on the proposed ceasefire announced today.
The wording in the Hamas statement offers little beyond confirmation that the group has approved a proposal for a ceasefire agreement put forth by Egypt and Qatar, which for months have been mediating between Hamas and Israel. Egyptian officials close to the talks tell NPR the proposal Hamas agreed to was reworked and modified over the weekend in Cairo. Israel did not send a delegation to those talks in Egypt, and it's unclear if Israel's government, led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, will agree to the modified proposal. Netanyahu says Israel must retain the right to continue the war and enter the city of Rafah, and that a permanent ceasefire and troop withdrawal from Gaza would leave Hamas, which carried out the deadly October 7th attack on Israel, intact. Aya Batraoui, NPR News.
A New York judge has again found former President Donald Trump in criminal contempt for violating his gag order and explicitly threatened jail time if it happens again. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports Trump has had trouble keeping quiet before and even during the trial over hush money payments.
So far, Judge Juan Merchan has fined Trump $10,000 for violating a gag order not to intimidate witnesses and for this latest infraction, jurors. In the courtroom, Merchan said, speaking directly to the defendant, "The last thing I want to do is put you in jail. You are the former president and possibly the next president." Merchan said incarceration could disrupt the case, court officers, and the Secret Service. He added, quote, "The magnitude of such a decision is not lost on me, but at the end of the day, I have a job to do, and the job is to protect the dignity of the judicial system." Merchan said if he had to send Trump to jail, he would do that. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 100 points at 38,776. This is NPR. A new study of teens undergoing surgeries finds an increasing percentage of them diagnosed with cannabis use disorder. NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports that teens addicted to the drug are more likely to have post-surgical complications compared to those without this addiction.
Researchers at the Nationwide Children's Hospital in Ohio looked at health data of more than 500,000 adolescents who went through inpatient surgery from 2009 to 2020. More than 2,000 of those teens had been diagnosed with cannabis use disorder or marijuana addiction. And these adolescents were more at risk of post-surgical health complications and longer hospital stays than those not addicted to cannabis. They had a more than 50% greater risk of having respiratory complications after their surgeries. They also had a higher risk of ICU admissions and being put on mechanical ventilation. The results are published in the journal Pediatrics. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
The Met Gala is tonight. The New York City event organized by Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour will feature a who's who of guests donning some of the most spectacular, thought-provoking designs. This year's Costume Institute exhibition is titled Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion. It'll feature about 250 items from the Institute's permanent collection. The focus is on the renewal of fashion, but according to Vogue, some garments that are too fragile to be worn again will be displayed through, quote, video, animation, light projection, AI, CGI, and other forms of sensory stimulation. The Nasdaq's up 143, S&P's climbed 40, the Dow is up 100 points. It's NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.